Sheriff Ryer here for Doug Horn and the Dollars and Cents Radio Show every Saturday and Sunday here on KTRH. There's so much uncertainty in the financial markets. Looking for peace of mind when it comes to your retirement savings? For over a decade, Doug Horn has educated our radio listeners on how to make money when the market goes up, but not lose when the market goes down. Worth the listen, Dollars and Cents Radio, Saturdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 3 on KTRH. Sheriff Ryer here for Doug Horn and the Dollars and Cents Radio Show every Saturday and Sunday here on KTRH. There's so much uncertainty in the financial markets. Looking for peace of mind when it comes to your retirement savings? For over a decade, Doug Horn has educated our radio listeners on how to make money when the market goes up, but not lose when the market goes down. Worth the listen, Dollars and Cents Radio, Saturdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 3 on KTRH.
Hey folks, it's Michael Berry, and if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on, Casey Foreman. He's a contributor for Blue Man Hoop. The website is ran by FanSided. It provides daily blogs for the NBA's Golden State Warriors, and he's also the creator and co-host of the Dudes Talking Sports podcast. On the program, we discussed the takeaways from the second-round series between the Warriors and Grizzlies, the upcoming Western Conference Finals series against the Dallas Mavericks, Luka Doncic, and more. Casey is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
If you love sparkling water, you should try an ice-cold Rambler sparkling water. Rambler is made right here in the Lone Star State and is perfectly balanced with Texas limestone minerals, no sodium, and just the right amount of crisp carbonation. Rambler is available in three delicious flavors, original, grapefruit, and lemon lime. Even better, when you buy Rambler, you're helping to support Rambler's annual contribution to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. Rambler is available at your local HEB, Central Market, or Whole Foods. So grab a cold one today. And remember, Ramblers do it better.
From ASC certified expert technicians to new smart services that keep you connected, Pep Boys Auto Service and Tire Centers keep your ride humming. Open 7 days a week. Pep Boys, we go further to help you go farther.
Hey folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
Are you thinking about selling your home? With Orchard, you can skip the hassles of listing a home and go straight to getting an all-cash offer. It's simple. Once Orchard determines your home value, they make you a cash offer. Then, when Orchard sells your home for more than they paid you for it, you keep all the profit. Maximize your earnings and minimize the stress of selling your home. Visit Orchard.com and see how you can get an all-cash offer. Orchard. It's the new way to home.
If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281 491-9000.
Men, are you looking for a long-lasting, pain-free solution for erectile dysfunction, or ED? Peak Performance is that solution. Here's a list of our side effects. That's it. Peak Performance offers focused linear compression therapy, a revolutionary ED solution scientifically proven to increase blood flow, sensitivity, and sexual performance, all with no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. Call 1-800-210-8181 today for a free evaluation. That's 1-800-210-8181.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Curry, a deep one. Shoot! Death can sense it. So can this crowd. First double-digit lead of the game for either team. Jones wheeling, no, loose ball, Curry.
But have we not known a difference? Have we not seen a difference in their offense in the last 7 minutes?
Way more under control.
Way more under control and getting all of the shots, not just threes. You're getting uncontested three-point shots. You're getting layups. You're getting anything that you want when you slow down.
Curry! Not that time. Looney, what a battle. Another offensive rebound. Curry tried to get it to Thompson. Looney needs help. Finds Green. Curry has to pull. Can't hit. Looney, another board. He's got 20. Thompson puts it in. And that might be the dagger.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That audio courtesy of the NBA on ESPN. Ryan Rucco and Richard Jefferson on the call as the Golden State Warriors punched their ticket to this year's Western Conference Finals, defeating the Memphis Grizzlies in Game 6 of the Western Conference Semifinals in a very thrilling and a very exciting series. Of course, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Kevon Looney handling their business in the final minutes of that Game 6 for Golden State to beat Memphis. And to talk more about that series, including the Warriors' next challenge, which will be the return to the Western Conference Finals in 3 years as they will take on Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. We want to welcome him back to the program. He's a contributor for Blue Man Hoop, which is the site ran by FanSided, dedicated to covering the Golden State Warriors. And he's also the creator and co-host of the Dudes Talking Sports podcast with his buddy Tanner Fife. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome him back, Casey Foreman. Casey, welcome back, my man. You called it. You said next time you wanted to be on, the Warriors would be playing in the Western Conference Finals. Well, truth came to light. Welcome back to the program, my man.
Hey, what's going on, Ed? Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, but since you did, I said it last week, it feels pretty good, and it's great to be back on the show, man.
All right, you're welcome, man. Thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So give me your takeaways from Golden State winning the series against the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah. That was a tough, well-fought series. First, I want to give my props to Memphis. I originally picked the Warriors to win in five games. Clearly, it went six, and that was despite not having Ja Morant in those final two games, right? So I want to give all the props in the world to the Memphis Grizzlies. It was a hard-fought series. They showed everyone. They proved to me that they're not just a really good young team. They're a really good roster, a really good team that can, that can battle with next to anyone in these NBA playoffs, right? So it was a tough out for the Warriors. They definitely gained a lot of respect from me. But at the end of the day, I do think that the better team won in Golden State, the more mature team, the team with the most experience in the NBA playoffs. It was the end result that I was expecting, a little bit longer than what I initially thought it would go. But again, that's because of the resilience of that Grizzlies squad. Talking about the Warriors, though, it's crazy because I feel like they've only had a few of great performances in these playoffs. Looking back to the first round against Denver, games 1 and 2, they were phenomenal. So-so for the rest of that series. They won in 5. They were great in game 3 against Memphis. They played pretty good in game 6, but they continued to have the same problems. And, the number one thing for them would be turnovers. They lead the playoffs in turnovers per game. It felt like they were just giving it away so many times, especially in that Grizzlies series and especially in that game 6. But at the end, within the last 5 to 6 minutes or so, we saw them talking about Richard and Ryan on the call. They started to slow down. They were rushing. They kept trying to force the backdoor pass, but it wasn't open all game. That's where the majority of their turnovers came from. But in the final 5-6 minutes, we finally saw them slow down, play their brand of basketball, and take the game over. So I loved what I saw in those final 5-6 minutes. That is how high this team's ceiling is, and I think they have the highest ceiling out of any team out there in the postseason of when they're on their best day. But again, when they're on their worst, turning the ball over constantly, they're one of the worst teams left. Of the 4 teams remaining, right? So on their best days, I think they're the best team in the league. On their worst, they're one of the worst in the playoffs right now. So I'm unsure. I still think they're capable of winning the title this year, but they got to cut down on those turnovers, get back to playing their game, or else I don't think they're going to have a chance against a really good team in the Mavericks.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that, Casey, and especially when you talked about Game 6, which we're going to get into in the next topic, is that they really rushed a lot of things throughout much of the game, but again, they turned it up within those last 5 minutes in the fourth quarter. And speaking of Game 6, that's what we'll talk about now. Game 6 with Golden State clinching the series, beating the Memphis Grizzlies. I want to start off with one of the Splash Brothers, Steph Curry. Steph, again, had a so-so series against Memphis, but in Game 6 he came through in the clutch, scoring 29 points. Give me your thoughts on Steph and his play in Game 6.
Yeah, the first half or so, he really came alive in that fourth quarter. I think he was 4 of 7 with about 11 points in that fourth quarter. So he really came alive like he did, I believe it was in game 4 when he really got going in game 4 and sealed that game. I think he had 16 points in the fourth quarter in game 4. So similar to what we saw in that matchup, he came alive, started hitting his shots. You got to give props to, the Grizzlies defense, Dylan Brooks, picking him up full court, pressuring him. And it seemed like, you play a team 6 times, you're starting to pick up on some of their tendencies. And that's kind of what happened with the Grizzlies against the Warriors, kind of knowing, hey, when Steph does this, they're trying to get him open here, stuff like that, right? So I think they were really, they weren't letting the Warriors play their game at some point, and that was kind of throwing Steph off his game for sure. Plus, like I said, the great defense by Dylan Brooks. Like I said, he came alive in the fourth quarter. He showed up when it mattered most. And when he hit that 3 with about 5 minutes left in the game, 5-6 minutes left, it was a 3-point game. That 3 made it a 6-point game. When that happened, I was saying, book it, the Warriors are going to the Western Conference Finals. When he hits a shot like that, and the crowd erupts at that point in the game, that's exactly what they were, what they needed. I think that was the biggest shot, or the second biggest shot of the game. Like I said, with 5 minutes left, he hits that 3 in transition off the great pass from Draymond. The other most important shot was the 3 by Andrew Wiggins just a couple of minutes before that, which really started the momentum, for Golden State. So that 3 by Andrew, and then, like I said, that 3 by Steph, which I think was the biggest shot of the game. He hasn't been efficient. He's still putting up numbers. I think he was still averaging like 27, 28 points per game in the series. But his inefficiency has been a problem so far. Same thing with Jordan Poole. He's been hot or he's been ice cold. Same thing with Klay Thompson. Luckily, we saw a vintage, game 6 from Klay. But he's just got to get more efficient. I feel like he's overthinking. He's pump faking on a lot of shots that we usually see him just go right up with, especially, on a 3-point line when he's receiving a pass just off a screen, something like that. So he's got to get more fluent, just a little more comfortable, you know, play the game with a little more fun, I would say, right? You know, play with some joy instead of overthinking, pump faking, you know, and doing things he doesn't, you know, normally do. So I think Steph has just got to, you know, stop overthinking and get back to playing his game. But he showed up when it mattered most in Game 4 and in Game 6, and he's had some great success over the last couple seasons against the Dallas Mavericks. So I think he'll get back to himself, and we'll be seeing Steph Curry at his best in the Western Conference Finals.
All right, rightfully so. And speaking of being at his best, we got to talk about the other Splash brother, Klay Thompson. He came through in the clutch in Game 6, knocking down 8 three-pointers, and he wound up scoring 30 points in Golden State, yeah, beating Memphis to clinch the series. You know, Klay has been through a lot the last 2 years, tearing both of his ACLs. There were questions if he was going to have his lateral movement back. Will the burst be back? Well, there were signs of old Klay that emerged, especially in Game 6. Just give me your thoughts on Klay's performance in Game 6.
Yeah, I thought that he wasn't pressing. You know, for the majority of this series, he's been taking shots that, you know, stops the flow of the offense. He's been dribbling the ball a lot more than what he usually does. We know Klay, you know, as being a guy who doesn't need to dribble the basketball, you know, to make a basket. He has, like, what, 60 points on 11 dribbles, something like that, right? So a guy that doesn't usually need, you know, to do a lot of isolation was doing a lot of that. And, again, that isn't necessarily his game. He's more of a catch-and-shoot guy coming off screens or just his back to the basket, you know, falling away and hitting that fall-away jump shot. But, you know, a lot of dribbling for Klay. I think that, like I said, has been stopping the flow of the offense. But we saw in Game 6 him playing his game, catch and shoot. Again, there are some questionable shots. When you're talking about a guy like Klay Thompson, he's a guy who knocks down, you know, shots that other people wouldn't even think about taking. So you can't knock him for taking some of the crazy shots that he does. Like I said, he knocks them down a great deal amount of the time. But like I said, he went back to what he usually does, where he made his money, catch and shoot, coming off screens, back to the basket, those mid-range jumpers. It was a vintage, you know, Game 6 Klay performance, and I can say firsthand, I was a little worried going into the game because of the expectations of Game 6 Klay. I was worried he would be pressing even more. He would be forcing his shot more than usual, but that wasn't the case whatsoever. He came in, you know, primed and ready, composed, went through the flow of the offense, and he was the Warriors' best player in Game 6. Without him, it's not as close. It was neck and neck the majority up until those final 5 minutes. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with Klay and his efficient shooting. 8 three-pointers, like you said. I think that was his best performance of the postseason, taking, you know, into consideration the moment and the Warriors' chance to move on to the Western Conference Finals. So that, it was a vintage Game 6 Klay. It makes me, you know, feel, you know, believe that he can get back to himself, that he is even closer to getting back to himself. And they're going to need that Klay Thompson to make a finals run, to beat the Dallas Mavericks. And if they want, like I said, if they want to win the chip this year, they got to have more performances like that from Klay Thompson. But it felt great. I don't know about you, but it felt great for me to see him go out there and shine in a Game 6 where we've seen him do it so many times before.
Oh, I'm definitely with you on that, Casey. As I mentioned earlier, you know, it's been a rough 2 years for Klay. He tearing both of his ACLs, and for him to just have that moment in that Game 6, I was really excited for him to get back. It appears to be back to the old Klay Thompson, and not just the old Klay, but also just Klay and Steph, and seeing the Splash Brothers starting to get back into rare form. And speaking of trying to get back into rare form, Draymond Green in Game 6, 14 points, 15 rebounds, and 8 assists. He is the motor of this team, and he's the team's best defensive player. Just give me a take on Draymond in his Game 6.
Yeah, he did great. You know, a lot of people were talking about how he's scared to shoot the basketball, a bit of an offensive liability. He wouldn't even look at the rim at times this season. So Memphis could basically play, you know, 5-on-4, not guarding Draymond when he's on the perimeter, because they basically knew, hey, he's looking to pass the ball to either Jordan Poole, Steph Curry, or Klay Thompson. He's not looking for his own shot. So that was a real, you know, issue for Golden State, trying to get Draymond more involved offensively, saying, hey, you got to be at least a little bit of a threat when you have the ball in your hands. And that's exactly what we saw him do in Game 6. Like you said, 14 points. The Warriors are so much better when Draymond Green can score at least 10 points. Again, that's not asking too much, you would say, but 10 points, 10-plus points from Draymond Green makes this team so much more dangerous, because then you have to pick him up, and you can't go double-team Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole. So, like I said, it makes the team so much better when Draymond's being aggressive offensively on the boards as well. I think he averages about 7 rebounds per game, 7 or 8. He had 14 or 15, like you said, in that game. You know, the Warriors are so much better also when he's aggressive offensively and aggressive on the boards. Being an undersized team, obviously Kevon Looney was huge, the unsung hero of Game 6, where, you know, where those 22 rebounds by Looney. But the same thing goes with Draymond Green, that 15 rebounds, creating second chance opportunities for his team. He was huge. Yeah, we said vintage Clay in games. That was vintage Draymond, I think. 8 assists, 15 rebounds, 14 points. That is, you know, we're not going to get that every single night from Draymond Green, but it's nice to know that, hey, in these big moments when they need him most, he can turn it around. He can be a threat offensively. So I think it was a vintage Draymond performance.
All right, and speaking of someone that is not really an offensive threat, but someone definitely did his part in terms of grabbing rebounds and keeping Golden State in the game in terms of second chance points, Kevon Looney, in this game, he had a career high grabbing 22 rebounds. Just give me your thoughts on Kevon and how he played in Game 6.
Yeah, Kevon was great. He also played a career high minutes-wise. I think he played like 34, 35 minutes, which is a career high for Looney. So he was out there playing his heart out. Like you said, the unsung hero of this game. The Warriors don't win this one without all 22 of those rebounds by Looney. He heard it in the clip you played before we hopped on. So many, you know, he created so many second chance opportunities, kind of what Steven Adams, kind of what Brandon Clark has done all series for the Grizzlies. Finally, the Warriors had someone step up and do that exact thing for them. I think that was, besides the, you know, the 8 three-pointers from Clay, I'm talking about those 22 rebounds from Kevon Looney. And it feels great, you know, for a guy, as a guy who's been watching him his entire career, has had a great deal of injury issues. He's had hip surgery, you know, surgery on his core. You know, a lot of stuff where guys don't usually get their movement all the way back. And he's had a career season. He played 82 games this year, the only player on Golden State. Like I said, he came up huge in their biggest game of the year. It feels great as a guy who's been supporting him and watching this team for so long to see him come out and have a career night like that in the biggest game of the season. He was huge, and they needed all 22 rebounds.
Awesome. Were there any other takeaways that you got from Golden State's performance in Game 6?
Yeah, Andrew Wiggins, phenomenal defense. I think he had 3 blocks in the game. He also had 11 rebounds. So super aggressive, Andrew Wiggins. This is, you know, the all-star that we saw at the beginning of the year. That's why he was an all-star starter. Aggressive on the boards, aggressive defensively. And then he hit some of the biggest three-point shots for that team in that fourth quarter. The momentum is going back and forth. The Warriors go on an 8-0 run. Memphis matches it with a 12-0 run, just going back and forth. No one can really get, you know, any lead underneath them. Then Andrew Wiggins hits that 3, followed by that Steph 3 in transition. Steph even said after the game, it was that Andrew Wiggins 3 that got me going, that got the team going. So I know he can be somewhat of a forgotten man on this star-studded roster, but Andrew Wiggins, perfect in his role. And he was also a big reason why Golden State's moving on. They're going to need that exact version of him guarding Luka Doncic in the Western Conference Finals.
Indeed. So that goes on to our next topic. Now, this year's 2022 Western Conference Finals, this is going to be a fantastic series. You thought Golden State and Memphis was exciting. Man, I think this Golden State-Dallas series is going to top that. And then some. We've got the Golden State Warriors with the Splash Brothers, Stephen Clay along with Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, and the emerging star in Jordan Poole going up against the Dallas Mavericks and their superstar, not their star, their superstar, Luka Doncic. We saw what damage Luka did along with the rest of his team to Chris Paul and Devin Booker and the Phoenix Suns in Game 7. In your opinion, Casey, what are going to be the keys to stopping Luka Doncic in this series?
Well, to be honest with you, Ed, I'm really not sure you can stop Luka Doncic. That's kind of where I am with a guy like that. You know, this series, I think, has the two best players left in the postseason, Steph Curry and Luka Doncic. And Luka very well could be the best player left in these playoffs. That is how great he has been playing, especially to wrap up this season and you know, in this playoff run that he's taken the Mavericks on. It's reminding me of that 07 run with LeBron James willing his team to the NBA Finals. They lost to the Spurs. You know, I think they got swept by San Antonio that year, but willing his team to the Finals when no one thought it was possible with the roster around him. It's really reminding me like that. Again, he's got to go through another great team in Golden State. But as far as stopping him, I'm not sure you can. Dude's averaging over 30 points a game, nearly a triple-double. Super efficient. He's a great three-point shooter, gets his teammates involved, always making the right play, kind of LeBron James without the insane athleticism that comes along with him, you know, just the IQ. So as far as stopping him, I'm not sure you can. What I think they need to do, because every single time Dallas won a game in that Phoenix series, it was because of Luka Doncic for sure, because he was great throughout every single game. But Spencer Dinwiddie, Jalen Brunson, Dorian Finney-Smith, it was also because guys like that had great performances. So if I'm Golden State, I'm not saying let Luka go get 50, even though if you don't want him to, he still might do it anyway. But you got to zone in on Jalen Brunson, Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, Reggie Bullock, because every single time they had success in that Phoenix series, it was also because one of those players had a phenomenal night, either shooting from three, defensively, getting to the basket. So those are the guys you got to watch. Those are the X factors for this Dallas Maverick team, because if it's just Luka going off and he's not getting any production from anybody else, we have not seen Dallas succeed playing like that. It's because Jalen Brunson and Dinwiddie and Finney-Smith had great performances. This team has been successful. Again, Luka can't do it all on his own. So I'm zoning in on guys like that and making Luka beat me all by himself, even though that is very well possible. Because I don't think you can stop a player like that, very Giannis-esque. You know, you got to shut down the guys around him. You let him. You know, we saw Giannis in Game 6 get 44 points and 20 rebounds, but they ended up losing because he didn't have the contribution from the rest of the roster that he needed to get the win. So I think that's the game plan, and I'm super excited to see what Andrew Wiggins and Draymond Green can do defensively on Luka. Can they slow him up, or is it going to be more in what we saw in round two?
You mentioned some of the other shooters on Dallas's team, besides from Luka, Dorian Finney-Smith, also Jalen Brunson and Spencer Dinwiddie. But what about other shooters? I know Reggie Bullock and Maxi Kleber had a fantastic series against Phoenix, and their sharp shooting was just off the charts in terms of helping the Mavs beat the Suns. What do you think is going to be the defensive strategy for stopping Reggie and Maxi?
That's tough. You know, those guys don't have great athleticism, so I would say run them off the three-point line. Don't let them get those catch-and-shoot opportunities where they thrive, where they really help this team. So I would say, you know, edge up, play that three-point line hard, because there isn't a great amount of athleticism outside of Dinwiddie and Jalen Brunson. Those are their two best guys as far as getting to the basket. Besides that, it's a lot of catching and shooting on the three-point arc. So I'm playing that three-point line hard. On the Warriors making Dallas beat me in the paint, because similar to Golden State, even though the Warriors I think are much more athletic, they don't have this dominant big man down low. They don't have a guy who can punish you down low besides a guy like Luka. So I'm making everyone besides Doncic beat me down low, because where they have success is on that three-point line. So that's what I think they should do.
You mentioned about being in the paint. Dwight Powell had an impactful series for the Mavericks, beating the Phoenix Suns. Now, I know Powell was not an offensive threat, but he does the job in terms of providing the defense and the rebounding for Dallas. What matchup do you think the matchup is going to be interesting with him and Draymond? Do you think him and Draymond are going to have an interesting matchup in this series, or do you think Draymond is going to be primarily focused on Luka?
I think the whole team should be primarily focused on Luka, but also, like I said earlier, I got to zone in on those other role players, because they have great success when those guys have success. But You know, Powell's a very nice player. He's really good defensively, a nice lob threat as well, can knock down an occasional outside jumper. But Draymond, you know, the Warriors play a lot of zone defense. So players are always switching, moving around the floor. It's not a lot of one-on-one usually, right? So I'm not specifically looking at the Powell-Green matchup, though I do think it might get a little chippy between two physical players like that, two guys who have their players back. So if we see a hard foul or something like that on either side, we might see those two guys going at it for sure. But I'm not too worried about the Dwight Powell matchup. I think Draymond Green and Kevon Looney, especially, I'm more interested in the Kevon Looney Dwight Powell matchup. Honestly, I think Looney is going to be playing some serious minutes. You know, trying to guard guys like Kleba, trying to guard guys like Powell, and Looney is their best down low. You know, their presence in the paint defensively, for sure for Golden State. So I'm looking forward to that matchup more than Draymond. I think Draymond is going to be guarding 1 through 5 next to anybody on the court. And him and Wiggins, I think, will be mainly focused on a guy like Doncic.
I got to ask you this, Casey. Who do you think will win the series and how many games and why?
I got the Warriors. I think they are the better team. You know, as good as Phoenix was, I've always been higher on Golden State. I was actually hoping for that Warriors-Suns matchup because I think it was a little more favorable for the Warriors. Dallas plays very similar to the way Golden State plays. You know, a lot of shooters on the court, a guy in Luka who can drive and kick out to those guys. I know two superstars. I think the two best players left in the postseason are Steph Curry and Luka Doncic. But I'm going with the Warriors. I think, you know, both teams are great defensively. I think the Warriors are more athletic. I think they're going to have to take advantage of the non-size down low for the Mavericks and get to the paint as much as they can. I'm not sure how much of success Spencer Dinwiddie and Jalen Brunson are going to have against a defense like the Warriors. But I got the Warriors winning this one in 6 games. I got Golden State in 6. I also love the fact that the Warriors have home court advantage, one of the best home courts in the NBA, now up there with the Celtics, with the Grizzlies, or the Golden State Warriors. When Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are knocking down threes, that place is electric, and it fuels that roster like none other in the NBA. So I'm going with the Warriors, the team that has been here, done that. It's going to be a battle, though. Luka is going to get his. It's going to go, I think, at least 6 games. I don't see any way that, you know, the Warriors beat this team in 5. Would I be surprised if Luka Doncic wills his way to a victory? You know, not too much because, like I said, he's reminding me a lot of that LeBron James run in 07. But I'm going with the better team in my eyes, the deeper team, the more experienced veteran roster in Golden State, though I think it's going to be a bit of a grudge match. I hope it's just a clean, well-fought series, not as dirty, not as, you know, physical as what we saw in that Memphis series. The guys really couldn't even get on their game. It wasn't a very pretty brand of basketball, and I think we will be seeing that, though, in this Maverick series. So Warriors in 6.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, Casey. Again, we saw that Golden State and Memphis series was dirty, and it was just not a good brand of basketball. Hopefully this will be much cleaner and definitely we'll have the opportunity to get better basketball, hopefully have all players intact for this Mavericks-Warriors series. And you heard it from him. He's Casey Foreman, a contributor for Blue Man Hoop and also the creator and co-host of the Dudes Talking Sports podcast. Casey, again, thank you so much for being on the program. Just tell everybody about what you're currently doing at Blue Man Hoop and also at Dudes Talking Sports.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a contributor, for Blue Man Hoop. I write articles every single month, so make sure you go follow me on Twitter. C4Man20 on Twitter, so you can check out all the links to my most recent articles as well as all the links to the podcast that comes out every single week. That's Dudes Talking Sports, wherever you get your podcasts. And on Twitter, Dudes Talking_Pod on Twitter. Go give us a follow. We give a fresh take to what's going on in the world of sports. That's pretty much where you can find me and all of my media and all my platforms.
Awesome. So one more time, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Blue Man Hoop. also Dudes Talking Sports and any websites that you have. Let them know that as well.
Yeah, again, C4Man20 on Twitter, Dudes Talking underscore pod on Twitter for the podcast account. And for the articles, it's fansided.com/BlueManHoop or simply Google Blue Man Hoop, and you'll be able to see all of my work and the great work from all the other contributors on the site.
You heard it from him. He's Casey Foreman, a contributor for Blue Man Hoop, which is the site ran by FanSided, which is dedicated to providing daily content for the Golden State Warriors in the NBA, and also the creator and co-host of Dudes Talking Sports podcast with his buddy Tanner Fife. Casey, again, thank you so much, my man, for being on the program. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Curry, a deep one. Shoot! Dev can sense it. So can this crowd. First double-digit lead of the game for either team. Jones wheeling. No. Loose ball. Curry.
But have we not known a difference? Have we not seen a difference in their offense in the last 7 minutes?
Way more under control.
Way more under control and getting all of the shots, not just threes. You're getting uncontested three-point shots. You're getting layups. You're getting anything that you want when you slow down.
Curry! Not that time. Looney, what a battle. Another offensive rebound. Curry trying to get it to Thompson. Looney needs help. Finds Green. Curry has to pull. Can't hit. Looney, another board. He's got 20. Thompson comes it in. And that might be the dagger.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Tourism brings a lot of visitors to our city. We're talking millions every year. Every single one is an opportunity to show just how special our city is. Not only that, but visitors who spend time and money in the Red Stick also give us the resources to make Baton Rouge even better. From infrastructure and jobs to the food and festivals we're known for, it's all made better thanks in part to visitors. To learn more about how tourism helps our city, go to visitbatonrouge.com/tourism.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Hey folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. Hey, folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Hey folks, it's Michael Berry. And if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, the first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Casey Foreman, a contributor for Blue Man Hoop. Also, it's the website ran by Fanside, and it provides daily blogs for the NBA's Golden State Warriors. And he is also the creator and co-host of the Dudes Talking Sports podcast. Until next time, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Hey folks, it's Michael Berry, and if you're looking for a new Chevy truck, The first place you want to go is Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. 281-491-9000. That's Classic Chevy Sugarland and the new Classic Chevy Highway 6 at Beechnut. Go see Jeff Sebastian, Tiffany Sebastian, and their whole team. 281-491-9000. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com. If you are serious about selling your vehicle, I don't mean a looky-loo. If you are serious about selling your vehicle and you want top cash and you want one call or one website where you're going to get top cash because you don't want to have to look around and compare, go to the best first. Call 87 Car Bingo or just go to carbingo.com. You'll get a real offer in 2 minutes that you'll want to accept. They'll even come pick it up from you. 87 Car Bingo, carbingo.com.
No, not now.
That sounds like it's going to cost you.
I know what to do. I'm going to CashNetUSA.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, I could have the money in my account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to CashNetUSA.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.